Chapter 6. Run, Sharks! Amy picked up a stone from the ground and threw it hard at the nearest shark man. He cried out, and she saw a red cut on his cheek. Cuts suddenly appeared on the cheeks of all the other Mr. Symingtons and Mr. Blenkinsops. Then there was a sudden noise and a bright light, and the sound of a woman shouting. The shark men all turned to see what was happening. The old woman from outside the office, Nadia, was standing with her left arm high in the air, waving it around. She was wearing a watch on her wrist, like Amy's, but sparks were coming out of it. All the Mr. Symingtons and Mr. Blenkinsops started moving like an army towards the old woman.
"Over here!"
Nadia shouted, waving her arm above her head.
"Come on!"
"Now," the doctor said. Amy pointed the camera at each pair of shark men and pressed several times. The three pairs of shark men were caught in three time bubbles.
"That was amazing," said Amy to Nadia.
Nadia had looked like a young woman when she was shouting at the sharks, but now she just looked old. Her wrist was red where the watch was hurting it. More sparks came from Nadia's watch and made the skin on her arm redder. She held out her arm towards Amy.
"The watch is broken!"
The doctor pulled a small black machine out of his pocket and held it near Nadia's watch. He nodded. "You're right, Nadia. It is broken, and it must hurt. Look." He pointed to a little hole in the side of Nadia's watch where the sparks came from. "Something went wrong when they made this one. Can you see the dial?" It was hard to look at the dial on Nadia's watch. For a moment, the dial was there, and then it disappeared for a second or two. "That's why the Mr. Symingtons and Mr. Blenkinsops can't see you until you call them, isn't it? They look for the watch, but the watch is coming and going in time." Nadia nodded. She looked even older now. "And it's taking time from you and giving it back," the doctor added. "So you keep getting older and younger." Nadia nodded sadly.
"Can you make this stop and give me my time back?" she asked the doctor.
One of the time bubbles with a Mr. Symington and Mr. Blenkinsop inside was starting to move more than the others. It only had a few minutes left before it disappeared. "Yes, I can," the doctor said. "Do you think you can help us too?" Nadia looked at the doctor. She was a bit younger again.
"Yes,"
she replied. "Then let's go," said the doctor. When they got near the bank, the doctor said, "Nadia, I need you to go into the basement and watch the TARDIS for me. I don't think that the aliens can get inside the TARDIS, but I need to know if they try to break it." Nadia hated going into the bank. She was afraid of it now that she was old and confused. She went as quickly as she could and tried not to let anyone see her. In the basement, there were hundreds of Mr. Symingtons and Mr. Blenkinsops, but they could not see her. They were all staring at the big blue TARDIS in the corner. Some of them were touching and pulling its doors, but they could not open them. Nadia sat quietly in the dark at the back of the room and sent a message to Amy's phone to tell her what had happened. "We can't go into the basement," said the doctor as he and Amy walked away from the bank. It's too dangerous for us if they know what the TARDIS is. It's even worse if they can time travel. Amy did not understand.
Why can't we just run into the basement, open the TARDIS, and get away? She asked.
Because, he said, if we try to get to the TARDIS, they will travel back in time for a few minutes and will be waiting for us. But it's not all bad news. We've learned something about our shark friends. All the Mr. Symingtons and Mr. Blenkinsops suddenly got a cut on their cheeks when you hit one of them with the stone, right? That's because they're all the same person. Do you remember how they all turned their heads to look at us at the same time? When one of them sees us, then all the others that come later know where we are because they remember it in their own past. Suddenly, three Mr. Symingtons and a Mr. Blenkinsop came round the corner. Amy and the doctor immediately ran into a park and hid behind some trees. The doctor held Amy's wrist and pointed the sonic screwdriver at it.
"What are you doing, Doctor?" asked Amy.
"Breaking your new watch," he said. He pressed three buttons on Amy's watch and pointed his sonic screwdriver at it again. Sparks came from the watch and flew into the air towards the bank. The Mr. Symingtons and Mr. Blenkinsop stopped and looked round at the sparks. Then they all turned and ran towards the bank.
"Are we safe now, Doctor?" asked Amy.
The doctor opened his eyes very wide. "No," he said. "Earth is not going to be safe until the very last one, or actually, I mean the very first one, of those aliens is gone. But if you mean, are they going to try to kill us in the next 20 minutes, then yes, we're safe."
"So," said Amy, staring at her watch, "why did you do it?"
"I broke your watch to make it act the same as Nadia's broken watch. A bit of your time is now back at the bank, so that is where the Mr. Symingtons and Mr. Blenkinsops think that you are. Now do you understand?"
"No," said Amy. "We're safe for now," said the doctor, speaking very slowly. "But we have to learn which of the Mr. Symingtons and Mr. Blenkinsops came first. Then we need to travel back in time and stop them from giving the Time Harvester watches to everyone. Plus, we need to find where they're storing the time that they have taken from people. It's very difficult to store time. We need to find the storage and deactivate it. Do you understand that?"
"Do you mean," asked Amy, "that we have to stop the shark men and get everyone's time back?"
"Yes, that's what I mean, Amy," said the doctor. "But first, we need a friend who works in the bank. They need to look for evidence and documents that explain what's happening and who first brought those watches to the bank. The best person would be someone who is part of this already. Maybe someone who has borrowed more time than they realise."
"Andrew Brown," said Amy. "I've seen him in two different places at the same time in the bank. He's probably borrowed too much time."